This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how my purpose is more of a marathon than a sprint. When I look to the scriptures, I think there's one person who really is a good example of looking at the assignment that God presented him with and treating it more as a marathon versus a sprint. And that would be Zerubbabel that we read about in the book of Ezra. So he's a descendant of King David, and he is tasked with rebuilding Solomon's temple. And at this time, Zerubbabel is facing opposition both within and outside of his rebuilding camp. So there's a lot of infighting going on the inside among his workers. And then he faces opposition from those outside, from some of the local citizens. He faces construction delays, which he has no control over. But the one key thing that I take away from Zerubbabel is that he knows how to define a short-term distraction, and he does not allow it to deter him from his long-term focus. He's always able to keep a clear vision on the end goal. And so he ultimately sees his work for God is like running a marathon versus a sprint. And so the scripture that is my favorite that I use to inspire me is, "Let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Galatians 6:9. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, realize God has chosen you to run a marathon because you can, not just a sprint.